The Indy Chamber launched a new online platform and service for small businesses impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Chamber President and CEO Michael Huber about the Indy Chamber Rapid Response Hub.
We've had kind of a first wave of businesses impacted, and I can just tell you what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of retail businesses impacted, many restaurants impacted, and we're very concerned about the employees that work for those businesses. We're seeing a number of employees who are going to be furloughed, possibly laid off. We're getting a lot of questions from business owners about where can my employees go for support, including temporary financial support. We're getting a lot of just practical questions from business owners about, you know, can I stay open? Should I stay open? What would be the consequences of, you know, shutting my doors for a few weeks? And we're trying to consolidate as much of that information as possible. The thing that we're really focused on right now, going beyond just providing a site, that is hands-on service, including our own staff, including resources from the Indiana University Kelley School of Business, faculty, students, and some alums of that school who can actually have a conversation, almost like a technical support line with business owners who are just looking at, okay, how can I manage my cash flow through this time? What different SBA loans is there capital available during this time?
Well, you know, there are so many questions and probably questions that maybe a lot of us don't really know right now. Do you have any foresight into what could happen down the road if this continues?
Yeah, you know, right now the name of the game is really keeping everybody safe in our communities and making sure that business owners have got the most current information to keep themselves, their families, and their employees safe. Very little matters if we can't contain the spread of this virus in our city. And then the hope, then there's a question of how can we keep these businesses afloat and responding to the challenges in this interim time? And nobody knows how long this interim period is going to last. There are organizations like the Indy Chamber that do have loan capital available, and yet we have enough loan capital available to help keep many businesses afloat during this time. We are closely monitoring the federal and state government in terms of additional resources for small business that could become available through organizations like ours and through banks. Every little bit would help at this point. That's one reason we wanted to set this rapid response hub up so that businesses can get the latest information about new support, you know, new resources that emerge in the coming days and even hours.
Now, is this rapid response hub, is this something that's going to be open for a while?
My expectation is that we need to make serving businesses, impacted businesses, especially small businesses, our top priority for however long this lasts. Most of us, I think, now hope it lasts, a few weeks. It could last longer than that. But then if we do our job right, we would position the small business sector and impacted small businesses, the ones that do survive, and I hope they all survive, to position those small businesses for a revenue bump and a revenue hit. And we're getting so many creative ideas about ways that the community can continue to support impacted businesses. You're seeing some new campaigns emerge for gift cards and things like that for local restaurants, and that's all very exciting. My hope is that we can consolidate some of that information in the coming days so that a lot of people know about what's possible to help support these businesses while we're in this interim challenging time.
That was Indy Chamber President and CEO Michael Huber speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.